This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Trends can be fun. Trends can also be wolves in sheep's clothing. One of the latest trends plays on our desire to help pollinators. Bee hotels. My good friend and arborist Faith Applequist once again gives me a great bit of information to share with you. Faith writes, "Research shows there's been very little science applied to them to determine their effectiveness, and what has been applied highlights that many bug hotels are poorly designed for solitary bee species and can even have a negative effect by inviting the parasites of such solitary bees. What else these hotels commonly support is somewhat unknown, other than it tends to be very common creatures at no risk of extinction. The difficult part for those who are passionate about saving the bees is helping the public understand that we aren't talking about honeybees. They were originally imported from Europe in the 17th century to help pollinate crops like fruits and nuts. They are big business. The bee hotels are not for them." In one article, which I share on GardenBite.com, the author says that many of the insect hotels sold in garden markets, DIY stores, or similar places are death traps due to their construction, which many have frayed edges. This can injure or kill the animals. What the bee hotels do is introduce the subject of helping bees to kids, and that's a good thing. However, it sometimes seems like every time we try to do something good, some additional research shows that it might not be that good. But we continue to keep trying and do what we can to preserve pollinators and be earth-friendly. I have more information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.